After the final game,
I don't know. We haven't, you know, we haven't stepped in meetings yet and stuff, so yeah. I don't know what our exact plan is for the day. So
we talked to you earlier. And I said it's so important to get to this game. When you don't get the game, and just sleep on it, what's it like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime your season comes to an end, especially in the playoffs, it happens abruptly, and it's never a good feeling. You know, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, there's really only one team that's going to be happy. I mean, every other team is going to go home and wonder what they could have done more or whatever to accomplish their goals. But you know, I'm proud of this group of guys. We played hard all year long. We fought we had so much adversity that we overcame. You know, by no means was it a bad season. You know, we got all the way to the AFC Championship and played a great team in the Denver Broncos. And, you know, yesterday they were just a little bit better than we were. They made more plays than we did, and they deserved it. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we could hold our heads high. We played a heck of a year. The guys fought hard. You know, you just got to, you know, learn from it and move on and get ready for next year.
Anything specific really stand out from today's game that you could have done?
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could have just got off the field a little bit. You know, I mean, third downs, you know, we weren't able to get off the field. They kind of pretty much moved the ball, chewed up a lot of clock. We would have liked to get a turnover or two, you know, maybe give the ball to our offense in good field position or something like that. You know, even just force them to punt some more. But we weren't able to. You know, they were clicking. Peyton was on his game. Those guys are a good football team. It's going to be a good game.
Did you see the play when Wes hit Akib?
I haven't seen it yet, no. I just remember being on the field and, you know, the collision happened. I haven't seen the replay of it or anything like that.
Bill called it one of the worst plays he's ever seen. He said it was deliberate, and he said that there was no attempt to get open, that Wes just took him out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen the play, so I'd have to go look at it. But obviously, you know, you guys could ask Bill about that. But, you know, he has his opinions about things.
Do you know Wes? You know Wes a little bit. Do you think Wes would be capable of doing something like that?
I mean, I wouldn't think so. I don't think anybody in this league does things deliberately to hurt another player. I don't think anybody really plays that way, especially at this level of football with two great football teams in the Broncos and ourselves. So, you know, I don't know.
How often do plays like that happen, though, between receivers and guys in the secondary?
Yeah.
We just don't see because there's not as much attention on it.
Yeah, you know, the game has kind of evolved to that, you know, with bunches and stacks and kind of guys trying to create separation, especially in man coverage and things like that. Receivers try to, you know, rub routes and pick plays is kind of what they're called, and, you know, trying to create separation for guys so that the quarterback can get the ball in there. So it's kind of become part of the game nowadays. To what extent or not it's a flag or a penalty or things like that, I don't know. So, you know, it's just something that you got to deal with and then kind of work through.
How much did losing Akib affect you guys after?
Definitely big time. You know, Akib's a heck of a football player for us. You know, he matches up against the what we consider the top receiver week in and week out. He's a leader. He's a competitive guy, a guy that's going to go out and give you everything he's got. So, you know, you never want to lose a guy like that. But at the same time, guys need to step up. Guys need to be ready to play like we've done all year long. And, you know, when one guy goes down, another guy has to step in. But by no means is it easy to replace a guy like Akib. So, yeah, it was tough to see him go down.